Dave.
Good switcheroo. All right. You're in charge. I've been in charge 4 days. You're the closer.
I don't know if I want to be the closer, well, considering what we see at Target Field.
Too bad.
He's calling me Blewett.
Yeah. He shouldn't have had to pitch. They were. I thought they were going to get Blylevin up from Fort Myers. They're running on other people. All right. Tommy, are you confident? Tommy's won. Are you confident you can make Dave Harrigan laugh?
Yes, I am.
All right, Tommy. 60 seconds. Make Dave Harrigan laugh.
Dave and Chad, you guys know how there's always two names for a medication, right? So there's a brand name and a generic name. Say, take, for instance, Augmentin, and it's an antibiotic. That's the brand name. The generic name is Amoxicillin.
You thought about if you could air that. We got to let you go, Tommy. You waited a second or two. You have a little bit on the delay, and you thought about it. And number one, you didn't laugh. And then you went, number two, I can't air this on WCCO radio.
Yeah. No, those are both correct.
Is that both correct?
That's exactly the thought process of, all right, I'm not laughing, number one, and number two, I don't feel good about that one.
I don't know. Now, what if your buddy tells you that at softball practice?
If it's my buddy and there's certainly nothing on the line, I'll give him the charity chuckle.
Charity chuckle?
Charity chuckle, but I don't mean it.
Okay. So these are sincere chuckles where for a buddy, you're willing to lie.
Sure. For a buddy, I'm willing to
boost an ego.
Yeah, exactly. But we got something on the line here.
Yeah. And most of your charity chuckles take place where? Right here, noon to three.
Oh, you're going to say in bed.
Yeah.
That's what you're familiar with.
Oh.
It's not a whole lot of charity, though.
Chuckling. That I can tell you. Mike, we'd like to have the joke involve words that, yes, we've heard of, and we're not prudish, but we can air them on WCCO radio. Okay?
Yes, I do. You don't have to hit the dump button.
All right. Mike, you're on the clock. Again, I said clock. You have 60 seconds. Go.
Hey, Dave, did I tell you I watched my first porno the other day?
Uh-oh. I'm worried where this is going
okay.
Now.
Okay. Here we go again.
Okay.
Yeah, I was young in that one. Hello, is this thing on?
Wow. I would have laughed in that one. Okay, Mike, my switcheroo just cost you tickets because I thought that was funny.
All right. Nine to noon is a terrible on this station, by the way. Have a good weekend.
No, it's not. That's uncalled for.
And I'm happy I didn't laugh.
Let's say it this way. Adam's terrible. We'll acknowledge that. Jordan
that's 100%
outstanding.
Right.
We all know that, though. It's a charity thing. We all love Cheryl. And if Adam doesn't have a show, Adam will be staying at Cheryl's house. By the way, next week, let's get Cheryl on the show.
Okay.
We have not had Cheryl on so long. And I'm told by an informed source, when she was asked, what is her favorite show on the station? It's still noon to three.
Well, not even favorite show, just favorite person.
Well, no, you, yeah.
Well, let's be honest. She likes you more than me. She likes you way more than Adam.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike, I was so close. I was very close.
I was young in that one. That was funny.
It was better than number one.
Better, okay.
It was better than number one.
Okay, I didn't realize the commissioner of humor is now with us.
Hey, you put me in charge.
Kurt, you're on with the commissioner of humor, Dave Harrigan. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon.
Afternoon, sir.
So, this woman, we'll call her Mrs. Johnson, goes to the doctor, not feeling well.
Here we go again.
And they go in the exam room, and a short time later, she comes storming out of the exam room, clothes under one arm, still wearing the gown. The doctor follows her out of the room. His face is a little pink from being slapped. His glasses are crooked. And he says to her, "Wait, Mrs. Johnson, you misunderstood. I said you have acute angina."
Thank you, Kurt. Now, was that close?
No, I think we went backwards on that one.
Went backwards.
I think I've actually heard that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah, the punchline didn't take me by surprise.
A lot of vagina humor that you're involved in, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not a masochist or not masochist, what's the word I'm looking for?
I'm going to leave you on your own.
I'm fine.
Just going to leave you flopping around, so to speak.
I don't deal with only male humor, Chad. I can go either way. I can dabble.
I've heard. Trust me, we've heard. Ken, go ahead. You're on with Dave Harrigan. Make Dave laugh. Hello, Ken.
Hey, hello there. How you doing?
We're well. Go ahead. You're on the clock. Make Dave laugh.
My joke is not so funny, but it's a special thing I need to do this Valentine's Day for my wife. Because last Valentine's Day, I had my second stroke, and she had to take me to ER. So the joke is, I had to go to ER on Valentine's Day, and I got to make up to her somehow, and I need tickets for something on Valentine's Day. End of story.
Ken, I'm terribly sorry that you faced that. It's awful to hear you had a second stroke. We unfortunately have rules that we have to follow for this contest. And if we didn't have to go through multiple lawyers on how this was playing out, I would 100% say that your story is better than any joke. But we got to follow that policy, right? And I feel terrible saying that, but we just have to.
Yes. And I don't know where to go from that.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, but we have actual written rules that need to be followed, or else the lawyers are not going to be happy.
Yeah, and then we lose out in other contests. I mean, I've said this many times. I would love for us, number one, to have more contests. And I love where we reward calls, right? But then it's subjective. And they've somehow allowed us to be subjective on the humor here. And, you know, none of the jokes matter as much as that. But we were told in an insistent way we had to stick with what we're doing. So I'm sorry, Ken. I wish you phenomenal health for the next 70 years of your life. Joan, you're on WCCO.
My name is Joan, and did you know I'm a Minnesota twin? I'm a twin, and I was born in Minnesota.
Is there a joke still coming, or was that it?
That was it.
All right, well, it always gets problematic when it's Friday. Thank you, Joan. When it's Friday, we might have to play it again. Should we play it? Should we take a break and take a couple more calls? I mean, I'd take the two tickets. I mean, that's no problem. I think that probably violates the rules, too.
I now wish I would have laughed for Mike.
Can't go back.
You had the best stuff, but you're right. I can't go back.
Laugh. All right, we're going to take more calls. Pause. Make Dave Harrigan laugh. 651-461-9226. Back in moments on CCO. Bruno, phenomenal. Michelle Pfeiffer, one of the 10 most beautiful women who has ever walked planet Earth. She's stunning.
Seems a bit off topic, but all right.
Well, no. Said Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, yes, she's in the song. I get that.
Right at the start.
I was very confused.
Yeah, right at the start.
I'm more of a Cleopatra guy. I'm old school.
Okay. Bonus, make Dave Harrigan laugh. Let's go. Renee, you're up. Renee's on hold. Put her on hold. Let's go to Todd. Todd, you're on.
Hey, hi.
Hello. Go ahead, Todd.
I used to be addicted to soap, but I'm clean now.
I don't know why.
I think that's pretty good.
I don't know why.
All right.
Very good. I think maybe as dry as he told the joke. Help it kind of get it. Soap. Yeah, I'm going clean.
Shower humor.
Thank you. Right, shower humor. I'm going with it.
I got like a good clean joke.
Yes. You're the winner.
Yeah, exactly.
Todd, put him on hold. Right. Outstanding. Matthew Collar, Who are the Purple playing this week? Does it ring a bell at all?
Some team from out east, I think.
The Green Bay Packers. What if they beat the Packers? What if three straight weeks they beat projected playoff teams and jump two games ahead of Green Bay? Collar, Mr. Purple, Insider next. And the Am I Wrong Committee, 235, on the home of the Twins, CCO.